Very strange. How are you, Philip?
Not too bad, not too bad.
You've been having a tough time, have you?
Well, yeah, I mean, just I think I'm putting yourself out there a lot with always the enthusiasm that always, before, and then you just realize nothing's
Nothing changes.
Not so much with the music. The music's quite satisfying,
Yeah.
but I just trying to arrange. I'm doing these Eventbrite, these events, sort of teacher sessions and stuff. And
Yeah.
you put it
Yeah,
up, you have 15 tickets only, Dan. 15. That's it. Get them quick. Yes.
I saw your I liked your newsletter.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's quality.
I've tried, Dan. It's on LinkedIn, Twitter.
Yeah.
I've emailed people, and people, I don't know. I think you just have to have tens of thousands of people to get a few. Because
Yeah.
I don't sign up to stuff. I don't.
No.
Even if I really like it, I don't.
No,
We're
that's
all just a bit bamboozled by the whole thing. We've just got so much stuff. It's all just too much.
And I think people are just trying to hang on till Christmas at the moment, aren't they? You
Yeah.
know, they're just trying to, especially in the education sector, I should imagine it's all
Yeah.
just survive.
Yeah. So I don't know.
So what have you been doing? What have you been doing?
Well, I'm doing these just some teacher sessions that I thought would be nice. That's fine. I've sold three tickets. Which is,
Is
that's
it is that, are they for three different dates or are they all for the
no,
same date?
no. Come on, Dan, please. No, I wanted to. That's the real picture. I've sold. There's two people. One person's bought tickets for both sessions. Yeah, my Uber fan,
Oh.
and another one's from Dubai. No, there are other people who are going to come, I think.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
I mean, I'm charging £7 a ticket. One head wrote to me saying, "Phil, you're not charging enough for the quality of your talks," which was nice.
Yeah.
So that's fine. And then we've got the free launch of the thing with Sam,
Oh, yeah.
which I'm very excited about. And I've been really pushing that, because it's free and it's an in discussion. Me and a teacher are discussing the benefits and
Yeah.
I've been to the school and I've made a film and it's all very exciting. We've had one.
Oh man, that sucks.
I know, but it's fine. It will soon blossom into 50.
Yes.
I'm holding on
Yes. That's
until the
right.
2nd of December when it actually happens.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give up hope.
No, that's right. People don't make decisions until nearer the
No.
date, you know.
No. But
It's
the album's
tough.
good. I mean, the one very lovely thing is because I love Bandcamp. I love
Yeah.
Bandcamp, so good. So I put the album up, and I've taken, because I've been on it for 10 years and never done anything. So I put the new album up, thing, and within a few hours, I'd sold £7. I've sold one, which is more than I've made in Spotify in about a year. Someone bought the album for download. I don't know who it was, some bloke, And it was really exciting. I just thought, this is it. The floodgates will open. Sadly, that moment, it was about a good 10 minutes. I genuinely thought,
Cracked it. I have cracked it.
crack, at last, suddenly, this is someone I don't know has just bought it because it's that good and it'll just spread. It'll be like uncontrollable. No. Sadly, it's obviously some Uber fan who's, I don't know who it was, but they bought it and I'm very happy and that's great. And it's exciting. Lots of people have been saying very nice, including you, about it on Spotify and
I think it's, you know, it's right up there. Potentially your best work ever, Phil.
I'm really pleased with it.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm loving it. I'm
Thank
I'm
you.
really am. Really am. Sounds, I love the sound of it. You know,
Thank
it's
you.
got so much variety.
Yeah.
It's really enjoyable to listen to all the way through. And I love an album you can listen to all the way through.
Thank you.
You know, the songwriting, you've never had a problem with the songwriting and the lyrics, but the production, I think you're much more inventive, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you. I mean, I think it was that just being on my own thing, I can just do what I want and not caring. I mean, literally not writing for an audience, just doing it for the sheer love of, as we've said all along, for the love of plugins, sounds, experimentation, reference points, whatever you want to call it.
Whatever you want.
Just playing and Loom is in it, you know, this thing, and just that love, you know, almost like hats off to all these people who make these instruments that are so fun. Like Ting is on it. You
Ting
know,
is, yeah.
It just sounds enormous. It's marvelous. That's different, that song. That's Ting. And that all came from that little plugin. That whole song was fiddling with that plugin, which inspired me to do a little, you know, and that's what I love about it. All these people, and they're probably the same as me. They probably work, you know, making these amazing things, and they probably get very little respect. And yet we are out here and we are loving it, and they, you know.
That's right. And I think, Matt, you know, mate, you should send them a little email, you know.
Yeah, I should. And send them the track and stuff, yeah.
Just with a link to the Spotify track or something like that, saying, I just really enjoyed it. Because you're right, you know, that's where the pleasure is, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, enjoying using these beautifully crafted tools to make a bit of art that you are incredibly proud of.
Yeah.
The
that's
journey.
What it's all about.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Really is. That is the meaning of it all. And if people like it, and it was lovely, my nephew, which is really nice. So he just said, I'm loving the album. He said, this is just awesome. And, you know, really, you could tell it was a genuine, because it was almost like, you know, I always said Oscar, his name is, and I always say, and he always says, I love. But you can tell it's really, and he picked it up, the sounds, the rawness, the, you know, and that's because he doesn't know anything about Moogs, or, but you don't need to, because it's about sound, it's immediate, it's just there.
Yeah.
You don't have to know about
plugins
or anything.
No.
The effect is universal, it just,
yes,
it's there. And that's magical, I love that.
Mm.
You know, people
Absolutely.
Like you and me fiddle around, and we know, we can fiddle with this stuff, but the effect of it, people just love it. They'll go, I love that.
Yeah.
And you know why they love it, because it's a, you know, a big, fat, rich sound, or a lovely oscillator or whatever it might be.
Mm. But yeah, it doesn't need explaining.
No.
It doesn't need explaining.
That's it, yeah.
No.
It just is what it is. Very pure.
Mm. Yeah.
That's...
Yeah, so congratulations. I mean, I was hoping to do a listening party for it. I think, you know, maybe in a couple of weeks, next time, we put it on, just play it through, and talk over the top of it.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love that. That'd be my dream.
Yeah, and just
I'm going to get a backdrop like you for that.
Oh, come on. You know you can do it. And
yeah,
then,
it's a nice backdrop of some lovely studio, and then I can just pretend.
And we
just
can sit here, like, yeah.
A few minutes, sit there thinking, I am generally in this gorgeous studio with my lovely touchscreen mixer that you've got behind you.
I know. It's rather marvellous, isn't it? Let me just turn
it's
the
gorgeous.
Volume down.
And your lovely monitors and your soundproof ceiling. Oh, you're so lucky. And I believe it, Dan. Mm. You know, you are there now.
It's hard not to be taken in by it, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
You don't have to tell me how to do it. I mean, did you just get a screenshot? I mean, that can't be part of Zoom's package, surely.
I just Googled studio.
Right. I'm gonna get the most gorgeous
Oh, this
wooden,
yeah,
beautiful thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You should, yeah, get a nice one, stick it as your background, and we will perv over your album.
Oh, that'd be great.
Front to back, and you can talk about it.
Yeah.
I have put some thought, you know, some time into trying to work out, you know, the director's commentary on DVDs.
Yeah.
I thought, well, you know, wouldn't it be? I'd love to hear that for music.
Oh.
You know,
they do that program, BBC Four, don't they? Tapes or something. Oh, that's just the most wonderful program. I mean,
yeah, it's and almost... there's quite a few podcasts that are do a same thing, that get the, you know, take a song or whatever, take an album, get the producer and maybe the
I love it. Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah, the different, and they fade all the faders.
Oh, yeah. Oh, isn't it great?
I think he did this here, and they fade out. And they it's just gorgeous. Gorgeous. I mean, the world, I mean, you know.
So, I mean, what we'll do is we can just play the Spotify album and you can talk. But if you want to go next level, you know, you could pull up some of the mixes.
Yeah.
You know, because it would make it more interesting to look at. While it's playing, if you want it, but it really doesn't matter, you know. Either one will be fine.
Yeah,
you know.
No, I love it.
But if you did that, you'd then have to work out how to route the audio into Zoom. Yeah. And God.
No. And then it all goes horribly wrong.
Yeah, no, we don't need that kind of. It will be fine.
Yeah.
It will be fine. You just saying talking about it.
Yeah.
But it's weird because when you try and do it, when I've tried to do it, you talk over all the stuff.
Yeah,
you
know?
Whereas with
talking.
Yeah, whereas with a DVD, they can talk and it you can still watch it. You know? It's two different things.
Yeah.
But with these, you play the song and you talk over everything. Yeah. You go, this bit's really good.
Yes, I would be if I could hear it.
So you either shut up so the people can hear it, or you talk.
Say nothing, which means it's really boring because everyone's going, why isn't he saying anything?
Yeah, so it never really took off.
You can't win. It's impossible.
It's impossible. But we'll do it anyway because it'll be fun. It'll be fun. Yeah. It'll be lovely to have as a memento, anyway.
Yeah.
You know, of your all those hours that you put into it.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I just want to warm up back Bandcamp though. They're so, honestly, I don't know if you know it, but
you talked about it last week. Yeah.
So nice. And they do a thing called Bandcamp Friday.
Right.
So. And it's just amazing. You know, when you think there is good in the world, this is so good. And they've made, well, I'll tell you the facts in a minute, but basically the first Friday of each month since April, so since the start of this whole pandemic, the artists get 100%. So you can sell whatever you like and they'll give you everything you make. They don't take much anyway. They only take 15% or so. So, it's 15%, I think, which is very, you know, 85%, but the 100%. So they say, and they really push it, this Friday, you know, so it's Friday the 4th of December, bundles, anything you like, put it out there because you get everything.
Get everything.
I think it's $89 million has been
Really?
I mean, how cool is that?
Isn't that amazing? What a good...
They're really good, and I'm sorry to... But, you know, Spotify, there's none of that. You know, I told you in October I made £1.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's just so, and when you're on Bandcamp and you build it, it really feels every option you get, it's for you. I've never felt it on anything. It really feels like this is supporting you. You really get that feeling. There's little advice boxes and it's all about this is how you price best for you, and this is how you'll put your music there for you, you know, why bother with lyrics? There's one bit I read about, you know, because you can put your lyrics up. And it says, yes, many people search for them. Well, it's all about supporting you. It's such a good, I love it. It's amazing. And apparently quite a lot of big names do their special stuff on Bandcamp because they keep most of the money. They get full control. There's some quite big names who kind of do special edition CDs and limited edition things, T-shirts and things, all on Bandcamp.
Mm.
Really good.
Really good.
So I'm going to do it for them. I'm going to do an album that I'm only going to sell.
Great. Oh, that would be lovely.
And keep trying to follow the Bandcamp, really. You know, what, oh, it's saying your internet connection is unstable, it said then. That's weird.
Yeah. What about your back catalogue? You're going to get that up there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to get all that up. Because what I thought with Bandcamp is with a new album, just put that up on its own.
Yeah.
And then I'll gradually... Because I was thinking on this Friday, I've got all this stuff, this other album that I'd done before this one.
Yeah.
I've got loads. I've got about 40 songs. And they're quite good. So I thought I might maybe do four... And as a bundle, so if you buy Everything Is Audible, you'll get that free, you know.
Nice.
And just say for that Friday. But I've only got 10 followers on Bandcamp. But, you know, it's
about... It's a start, isn't it?
Yeah. But you get your own URL. It's just tinpots.bandcamp.com. It's almost tinpots.com. It's not far off.
Yeah. That's great.
And I can sell everything. I can do anything, merchandise, anything I like. And it goes straight to your bank account. It's really good.
Really good. Mm. I want Sweet 16 up there.
What's that? What's Sweet 16?
That's your greatest hits.
Oh, yeah. So did you made that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I had collated it, didn't I? Yeah.
Right, well, I'll definitely put that up there. I could do a remix.
Oh. How? What, you mean a remaster or a remix?
Remaster, well, I could... any of them, probably haven't. Yeah, they're quite old, aren't they, probably, some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder whether you'd want to do anything with them, you know, if you got them into your mastering software now. You know,
I probably would, because some of them would have been on the old Roland.
Yeah,
you know, they weren't brilliant mixing. I didn't have much capacity, really.
No.
Yeah, it's a treble and bass. That was about it.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder. I mean, you know, it'd be interesting to see, wouldn't it? Where if you pulled them in,
yeah.
I don't remember there being that much of a problem, or you know, between the tracks audibly.
Yeah.
The quality was high across the board, even from your very first stuff you've always recorded. You know, it's all high quality in, isn't it? You know, you've always been able to play your instruments and sing, you know, and your orchestration has always been good, you know, quality.
It's done on a little four track. I mean, some of the early stuff.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I can never get anything out of those. They always sounded rubbish whenever I used them. Really.
Yeah, it is amazing what you can do. Yeah. So have you still got it? Did you send me a CD of it? I can't remember because I've...
I'll have a little look.
You can dig it out again and put it on... you know, Google Drive or something, because that, and then I can get it straight into the and remaster it. It'd be quite fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if I've got it anywhere. Anyway, I will. I'll have a little look, see if I can track it down.
So what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? I have, I tidied up my, nothing. I was recording a bass line for a track last week. So I've started recording. Great. Fantastic.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Recording a bass line for it. Love it. Really enjoyed recording the bass line. That was great. Got it all mixed in. And then a couple of days later, I was thinking, I wonder whether I actually, and my audio interface has got a built-in mic and it's got the live, the guitar input. And I had it set to the built-in mic. So it had picked up, all it had picked up was the, it was an acoustic bass I was using, but it had picked that up using the mic, not the line in. So I've gone back.
Interesting. It still sounded all right, did it?
I sounded great until I realised. And then I thought, oh, no.
Probably could sound better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've got it here. Right. Starts with wonder.
Ah.
Shells.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little.
Yeah.
Don't tell me anything.
Oh, yeah. God, that's not on anything, that one. Don't tell.
You lent me loads of source material,
right?
Loads. Dreams and nightmares. Everybody's doing it. Fake.
God, fake. That's not anything. That's an outtake sort of
cracker. Yeah, one from the vault. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's lovely. Yeah.
That's lovely. Little fish, of course.
Yeah.
On the bottom. Holding on, tether, unforgotten son. Yeah. That's a cracking little section there, isn't it? Wrap it up.
Rip it up?
No, wrap it. Wrap it.
Yeah, oh, that's lovely.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, these are all 2000, wrap it up.
Right, yeah. This was all done in 2010, I think. Weird week.
Weird that's week. A classic, yeah.
Classic. $2 silver.
I'm glad someone likes that one. It's quite a morbid song, but I love it. That's the lowest note possible on a bass clarinet. Because John Petter played it, and he said, God, that's the lowest note you can possibly play.
Really?
On the, yeah.
Wow.
I said, oh, yeah, we like that.
Yeah. And then auto.
Yeah, auto classic. Well, that's old, that one, 95, that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Great, great album. Great selection. Just a little smattering. Yeah, it was only, I think you've been going 16 years.
I like that. So that, well, I'll put that up on Bandcamp.
Yeah.
That'd be good, because that gives, you know, well, my one super fan will buy it, probably.
Yeah. And didn't Mick did some artwork for it?
Did he?
Yeah.
God, I don't remember this. So I remember Sweet 16, but I don't remember Mick doing artwork.
Yeah, it's weird because I think I wrote to him asking whether he would mind it if we used the. Look at that. Hang on, let me just share this.
God.
If we could use the, use his pictures for the artwork. And he said, no way, I'm going to make you some.
Oh, yeah.
4x4. I've
definitely got you. That's amazing. Yeah.
That's amazing, isn't it?
That's a great cover, that.
It is. He's good.
Yeah, so I'll put that up as a free. I'll put that up as a freebie. As a bundle. So you buy the new album and you get that as a bundle.
Yes.
For one day only. And then it'll be, then I'll put it up for £7. You know, so they're getting two albums for £7 instead of 14.
If you post about that on Instagram and Facebook and ask people to share, you know, that, that it's going, then
that's what I'm intending to do, is to really promote back, because apparently Bandcamp Friday is quite a big thing now. A lot of people know, and they go searching because some big artists put stuff up, and
well, I know that the plight of entertainers, musicians, is quite a topic, and any way to support them is so you could surf that wave and get and that would be a real sweet deal anyway. People would be going, I get their greatest hits thrown in as a bonus.
The greatest album he's ever written.
With the greatest album he's ever written. I mean, what's not to like? He gets 100% of the deal.
Yeah.
Come on! Sold!
I could double my profit to £14.
I mean, the sky's the limit, Phil.
Oh, I tell you, I've done it so many times, Dan. You know, what
double if? Figures.
If I sold, you know, because I said to Dad, I told my dad, I said, what have you done? I said, I sold an album. Well done, he said. I said, look, Dad, if I sell 50,000, you know, that's 350 grand, ka-ching.
Yeah.
I mean, the chances of selling 50,000 are negligible, but the fact is, I could.
You could. That's very
I was thinking, you know, I was thinking of direct messaging Taylor Swift, just saying, just cover this one. Go on, please.
Yeah.
Because if she covered one of my songs, that'd be it. I could retire.
Yeah. I was thinking that about...
She's got that much power.
Carl Wallinger, who...
Oh, I love Carl Wallinger, yeah. Water Boys.
Yeah.
And what was the other band you was doing?
World Party.
World Party. I love World Party, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful guy. Yeah, beautiful songwriter.
Yeah.
Amazing albums, pretty much every single album.
I mean,
and the Water Boys, you know, what a pedigree.
Yeah, yeah.
Robbie Williams covered one of his songs.
Ah.
And that probably made he made more money from that one fact.
Oh God, yeah,
than from everything else he did put together.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt, he would have done. Did you see my video? Did you the video I made for Vapor?
No.
It's on my Instagram. Have a look. I'm really pleased with it. So it's shots that I took in lockdown. And Vapor's all about the blue sky and stuff, but it's quite a subtle. And again, I had another on Instagram, someone I don't know commenting, just said, oh yes. Yes.
Oh yes.
This is lovely, you know. And it's really nice that someone's just come across it and actually thought, oh yeah, this is nice, you know.
Oh, that's
so, it's a nice, it's just all blue skies and the words and stuff. It's quite a nice little video. I sort of put it together to promote the album.
I've not seen it. No, sorry. Instagram.
That's all right.
Are you on Facebook?
It's on Instagram. No. I'm on Instagram and that's it, really.
It's difficult,
well,
isn't
that's it? And Twitter for my work. Twitter for work.
There's only so much time in the day, isn't there?
Yeah. I quite like Instagram because I quite like it's. Yeah, I follow. They're all guitar-y things that I see, and that you get lots of nice things. And there's all these producer groups as well. I'll share them with you. So a friend of mine in Wales has been sharing these big groups, producer groups. So they give you lots of tips.
Oh yeah.
And things, music making. It's really nice, and it's lots of. Yeah, genuinely interesting people on Instagram. I'm sure on Facebook as well, but Instagram is quite, because you can put films, I suppose you can have Instagram, I don't know. Instagram seems to be the thing at the moment, though, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, beautiful, beautiful. I'm going to go and try and re-record my bass line now, Philip. So, good to speak with you.
Yeah, good luck.
Thanks for taking the time.
Well, send me Sweet 16. Put it all. Oh, thank you, Dan. I need that. Was good. I feel a lot chirpier now.
Oh, good man.
Send all that Sweet 16 through, and I'll sort of I'll tweak it and just the ones that I think. Put it through tonal control or whatever.
Yeah, I've only got the MP3s.
Okay. I mean, I should be able to. If you send me the track list, and then I could dig out some of it. I'll have eighths of most of them probably.
And the other thing is, I'm pretty sure I would have given you a CD, so maybe have a look in your CD collection.
It will be there somewhere. Yeah, I'll have a look, good look. It'll be in there somewhere.
It'll be in a case with a nice Sweet 16 down the spine. So I'd have done a job on it.
I might be in the studio then. It might be in the vault, you see, because in the studio I keep all, it might be in there somewhere.
Yeah, have a little look in the vault. It might be in there. And that would have been the original, you know, whatever. Off you. Yeah. Oh, lovely. I like that idea, Phil. Very nice.
Here we come. Right.
Take care.
Okay. So next time then, we'll have a talk. What would it be next time? Where are we now? 19th. Oh, it'll be after the great event. It'll be the 3rd of December.
Okay.
We can do a talk through the album, and I'll have my backdrop, and it'll be the day of Bandcamp Friday.
Maybe we'll make it a live. We'll make it a live. We'll do a live stream.
Yeah. I think what day is the 4th? So that's for Bandcamp. I don't know. I can't work out. The chart's got all the things are stretched. The numbers aren't quite tallying.
Yeah, it's Friday the 4th. So
I think it's that one, yeah. So, well, it'd be the day before. The 3rd we'll be talking.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent.
Cool.
Shall we do it live? Have a think about that. We could go.
I'm up to that. Yeah,
on Facebook and do a playthrough and talk about it. Take questions from the audience.
Both of them. Me and you.
All right, that sounds exciting. Yeah, let's do that. All right,
see you soon, Dan. Thank you.
Have a good week, mate.
You too. See you soon. Bye.